Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're visiting with Jason Caldwell, the founder of Latitude 35, a leadership training firm that operates around the globe. He works with organizations including Nike, Booking.com, Columbia Business School, and the Haas School of Business. As a professional adventure racer, Caldwell currently holds over a dozen world records across five continents. His new book is Navigating the Impossible, Build Extraordinary Teams, and Shatter Expectations, and should be a great listen. And Mr. Caldwell, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thanks.
So for starters, Mr. Caldwell, how do you see yourself as being different than all the other leadership and team building experts out there, and why you?
Yeah, great question. So when we built this this organization to help corporations build great teams and sustain high performance, we didn't want to just be a company that said, hey, you know, studies show this and surveys show that. So there's two things I think that we really differentiate ourselves. First is everything that we do with our clients, no matter what the client is and what they're trying to achieve and how long they want to be with us, half of the time spent with us is in some kind of an experience. So we're always putting them in some indelible experience, whether that's rowing on the Thames or sailing the British Virgin Islands, whatever it is. You're going to spend half the time with us in this experience, and what that experience is going to do is create a controlled, chaotic environment so that you can actually start to observe how you react in chaotic environments, how you lead, how you're led by others, and how you communicate. The second half of the time spent with us is going to be really in kind of an academic unpacking of that experience. And customized, because we've talked to our clients for weeks leading up to this, to the business challenges and the team challenges they're having. And that combination really, really lends itself well to not only learning, but retention. Is that it's not just a day out of the office where we're being talked at, but it's actually a place where they can experience something. They're going to retain that experience. They're going to be able to talk about it. They're going to be excited about it. That's the first thing. The second thing that I think differentiates ourselves is something that you alluded to on the introduction, is that we are also a racing team. So a handful of years ago, in an effort to continue to kind of push ourselves, I decided to have our company enter one epic race or world record attempt each year. So each year I put together a team, train that team, and at this point am actually part of that team, and we go and we go attack a seemingly impossible adventure. And to put that in perspective, we've rowed across the Atlantic Ocean twice in a rowboat, once setting the American record, the second time breaking the world record. We've trekked across the oldest desert in the world, which is in Southwest Africa, the Namib, and we are going to be rowing across the Pacific next June. And we do all these things, of course, because we love them, and we're all adventurers and elite athletes in our own right, but it's also so that we can have those experiences, make mistakes, fail, succeed, learn from those mistakes, and be able to share and bring those authentic stories and lessons to our clients. And I think that is a huge thing, is that we're not standing on the sidelines of leadership, but we're actually out there doing it ourselves, and we're staying relevant.
And that is certainly tremendous and impressive, and a great place to lead things off here today. What's been the most difficult challenge you've come across when leading teams through these incredible adventures?
Well, when it comes to leading the teams, I think the first challenge is always the most difficult, is putting the team together. And I had our first row across the Atlantic Ocean, I had a devastating reminder about how important it is to build a team with the right people as opposed to just the best people. And that devastating consequence manifested itself 600 miles into this 3,000-mile rowing race. Two of my teammates had to be evacuated, one because of illness and injury, and the other because, quite frankly, he just didn't want to be out there anymore. And we did end up finishing, just myself and my remaining teammate, and still breaking the American record. But that was a tough, tough lesson in what is probably as a leader, the most challenging thing is putting together the right team to begin with. And then the second part is kind of being able to properly, as a leader of that team, properly for each of your teammates, answering that question, why? Why should I, as an individual contributor to a team, give you all my time, all my talent, all my strength, all my energy, quite frankly, time, talent, strength, and energy that I'd like to spend in other places? It's easy to get people all pumped up about doing these amazing adventures because they get interviewed and there's notoriety and there's fame and there's all these kinds of cool things around it. But let me tell you something, when you are 1,500 miles into a 3,000 mile ocean rowing race, you're not thinking about those things. So how, as a leader, do we sustain that motivation and inspiration throughout these seemingly possible tasks? And that doesn't have to be running across an ocean. That can be any kind of project you have back in your business world. So I think building the team and then sustaining and being able to continually re-answer that question why to each of your teammates, those are the two toughest things.
Tell us, if you would, what do you say to those types of folks who are listening now and thinking, yeah, that's all good, but I'm not a big athlete or superstar. What about me?
Well, everybody wants to be part of something greater than themselves, whether you're a leader, you're an adventurer, or you're just an individual contributor to a team. We all want to be something, be part of something greater than ourselves. This is human nature at its most basic level. So the question I would encourage people to be asking that are listening here and say, look, I'm not some big, strong leader. I'm just trying to get by is what legacy are you trying to leave? What do you want to do? And are you currently on a roadmap and a path to get that done? Because, you know, one of the things I like to say a lot is, and I when we consult with C-suite members and individuals, and I coach them, is that we hear the cliche a lot that life is short. We hear this a lot, right? Life is so short. Life is short. But I'm here to tell you, in the 15 years that I've been teaching, building high performance teams and teaching people to become the best versions of themselves, I'm here to tell you that most people don't believe that. And that sounds weird, and that's going to cause people to kind of roll their eyes a little bit. But here's the deal. If you truly believed, you had a deep-seated belief that life was short, you'd be out there and doing the things that you want to get accomplished throughout your life. But the fact is that we put things off. We delay. We procrastinate. We're going to do it next year. We're going to do it after the first of the year. We're going to do it next quarter. We're going to do it when we get our stuff settled. Here, that's all these things. We're telling ourselves this. The first thing that anybody listening here needs to start changing their mindset is to truly, truly believe that life is short, time is limited, and that we need to start pursuing our goals now. And that might mean within the organization you're at, you can get them done there. But if they can't be done there, then that means you might need to make a change. And I think that that's such an important thing for people to start thinking about, whether you're a leader or you're part of a team, individual contributor, I don't care. We have a sense of urgency to get the things done that we want to do on this earth. And I think that that's important that we start thinking that way.
I really do appreciate that response. Really good information today. We're joined by Mr. Jason Caldwell, the founder of Latitude 35, a leadership training firm that operates around the globe. His new book is Navigating the Impossible, Build Extraordinary Teams and Shatter Expectations. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. As we continue on, Jason, what's your next big challenge and what sort of things are you focused on in order to make it a success?
Well, the next big challenge is this June, coming up June 2nd, we'll be racing in a rowing race across the Pacific Ocean from San Francisco to Hawaii. And the team is built. We built the team as though we've been together for a little over half a year now. And it's a four-person team, myself and three others. And between the four of us, we have eight ocean crossings. Eight. So on paper, we are by far the most experienced ocean rowing team to ever try to row across the Pacific or any other ocean. But the biggest challenge is that the ocean doesn't care how many ocean crossings you have. All right? It doesn't matter because this race is not against the other teams. It is against the elements themselves. So right now it's about building that team up, training us properly. And why, by the way, we're spread across the globe, The right people doesn't necessarily mean the people that are in your backyard. And the right people in this sense is myself in California and then my three teammates who are spread out across the UK. So it's about making the time to get together, train individually, but to train together. And when we spend time together, it's not as much lifting weights and that stuff. It's actually about getting to know each other, getting out on a boat, being able to understand each other when the chaos hits. So the biggest challenge right now is time, spending time together. And I'll just say one other thing about time, and you can see I like talking about time a lot, but I'll say quality time is a myth when you're building teams. And when I'm challenged with building these teams, people say we got to spend quality time together. You don't need to spend quality time together. You just need to spend quantity time. Quality time is a result of just spending time together. The quality comes afterwards when you look back on it and go, wow, that was a really, really great week we spent together. You don't go out looking for quality. You go out just trying to be there, just be present. And that's actually, as the leader of the team, what I'm most focused on is getting as many days together under our belt as possible.
I'd actually be curious, how long is the expectation to go from San Francisco to Hawaii? What is your expectation in arriving to your destination?
Ooh, Eric, you're saying that one thing that it's, and my teammates would cringe if they had heard me try to respond to this because they're so superstitious in the sea. But I'll just tell you this. The world record of that crossing is 35 days. And so our goal is to do it sometime, hopefully below that. So I'm hoping to get in. It leaves on June 2nd. I would love to spend 4th of July in Hawaii. Let's put it that way.
I absolutely love it, and that is absolutely exciting stuff right there. Good stuff, too. What's one thing you look for in a teammate when building a team?
Selflessness. Number one, all the teams that I've built, I've gone with all these kinds of very difficult algorithms that I think are made to build the team, and then as I get older and I get more experience, it's kind of boiled down to one thing, which is selflessness. I like a teammate that is just a little bit more worried about everybody else in the boat, in the room, at the meeting, whatever it is, than they are about themselves. Knowing that if I have a team full of people that are more worried about the person next to them than they are about themselves, that they will, in fact, be taken care of by the rest of the teammates. So it's selflessness.
Fantastic information today. Motivational and inspirational. Can't thank you enough for taking out a moment to be with us here today. As we conclude today, talk about this notion of quitting and the difference between a healthy quit and a toxic one.
Sure. We've been told since we were kids, and myself included, that you don't quit. You're not a quitter. You don't quit. You see things out. I found that to be kind of unproductive advice as you get older. There is such a thing as a good quit. And here's how I measure when to quit. Everything that you do, every decision that you make, you're inadvertently and kind of even in the back of your mind, you're measuring two things, suffering and sacrifice. How much will I have to suffer to do this thing, to accomplish this goal? And what will I have to give up? Those are the two things we're constantly weighing, whether it's a big goal or something small, like deciding whether we're going to go out to dinner or stay in and cook for the night. And once one or both of those things, the threshold, it reaches a personal threshold that you're no longer willing to either suffer that much or sacrifice that much, then you know personally that it's time to pivot and it's time to switch goals, to quit, to find something that is worthy of yourself and of your expectations. So suffering and sacrifice, measure those things. Are you willing to suffer what it's going to willing to take to do that? And are you willing to give up what's going to be required in order to achieve that? If you are, then you continue. If you're not, then you quit. And in order to do that properly, you have to be very, very honest with yourself, and you have to know yourself very well. That's important.
A wealth of information shared here today. Mr. Caldwell, can't thank you enough for taking a moment once again to be with us here today. If listeners wanted to get more information on your leadership training firm, Latitude 35, or to pick up your book, Navigating the Impossible, where's the best place to get all the details online?
Yeah, you can always pick up our book on Amazon, visiting our website at www.latitude35racing.com. You can also purchase the book there, find out a wealth of information about our company. And if you're a social media person, getting us on Instagram at Team Latitude 35 is a great way to follow us, see some cool pictures, and keep updated on what we're doing next.
Good enough. Again, Mr. Caldwell, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
And the pleasure was certainly ours anytime. We've been speaking with Jason Caldwell, the founder of Latitude 35, a leadership training firm that operates around the globe. His new book is Navigating the Impossible, build extraordinary teams, and shatter expectations. And for further information, visit either Latitude35Leadership.com or Latitude35Racing.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.